Hello and welcome to the Bored Boreas Podcast Center. I'm an interview center where we want to hear from you. We will do a 3 to 5 minute interview with you. And Mom, what's the date?
Today is April 16th, 2020.
Guess what are your names?
My name is Jose Manes.
Can I have your real name?
Rodolfo Stefano Borio.
And our other guest that's joining us today is
Paula Borio.
What is your ages? I meant, what are your ages?
I'm 75.
And I'm 74.
Where do you live?
Cincinnati, Ohio.
What are you doing to pass the time by?
Oh, I watch a lot of television, and then I watch a lot of television.
And I've been doing a lot of ancestry search on the computer.
Did you find out anything new and surprising?
I've pushed back quite a few years. The one family tree on Rudy's mother's side, I've pushed back to about 1,200.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I love going over to your houses and seeing all the stuff you guys have both done on the ancestry. It's so fascinating. 1,200. That's crazy.
What does that mean?
Grandma, he wants to know what 1,200 means.
Like
the year 1,200.
Like, oh.
This is 2020.
Oh, wow.
800 years ago.
No, 800. Yeah. Oh. Or we'll call math later. And then a couple days of homeschooling, and look what we get. What else? What kind of shows are you watching, Rudy? Anything good? Tell me you're not just watching the news and...
I watch a lot of movies, a lot of old movies. I like old detective movies. I like to see all the old cars that are in those movies. Mostly black and white. I like black and white movies.
Nice. Do you watch those on Netflix or something, or is there a particular channel?
No, just a regular cable, and we do have Netflix and Amazon, thanks to, I think, Stacy. So we have those two. And I watch a lot of movies on there, too.
How about
the
you?
The last couple movies that I watched that I really liked, I liked Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And another one called Green Book. It was real good.
Yeah, we haven't seen that one yet. That's a good recommendation. We'll check that one out. I liked Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, too. That was fun. All right, Paula, what about you? Are you doing any gardening?
No, cut the grass one time and picked up about 1,000 leaves, but nothing else going. It's too soon to plant anything.
Oh, okay. And you didn't even have your grandkid gardeners to pick up the leaves for you either, huh?
Yeah. No, they don't really like doing that. They like to jump in them after you make a pile, but they're not raking.
Okay, next question. What are you looking forward to doing that you cannot do right now?
I'd like to go fishing, and I'd like to play golf. And I'd like to just be able to get out and move around, go places that I can't go now.
I'd like to be able to go to the grocery store myself. And I'd like all the kids to be able to come over and visit me. And I'd like to be able to go visit my mother. I haven't seen her for about 6 weeks.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Because I don't want to give her any.
Yeah.
So it'd be nice for everybody to not have to stay so far apart.
Yeah, that'll be great when everybody can get back together again and have one big party. Maybe we'll even come up to Cincinnati, right, Bradley? And see the Yeah, that's right.
That would be great.
That's right. We miss you. Great.
Okay, next question. What is your favorite joke?
My favorite joke.
It has to be clean.
I don't know if I have a favorite joke. And then, you mean like a one-liner, like a knock-knock jokes and things like that?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. Want me to tell you a knock-knock joke?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, knock-knock.
Who's there?
Banana.
Banana who?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Banana.
Banana who?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Aren't you glad I didn't say banana?
I was like, yeah.
But that is how you tell the joke, Bradley. That was he did his delivery was very good of that joke, wasn't it? All right, Grandma, what do you got for us?
The only one I can think of is my Easter joke I've been telling. Is how do you catch the Easter bunny?
How?
You sit in a bush and make noises like a carrot. That's all I got right now.
Okay, and for the final question, how much toilet paper can you send us?
Say that again.
How much toilet paper can you send us?
Oh,
let's see. A couple of sheets.
Can you do any better?
Used toilet sheets.
We have 3 rolls left, and we're being very, very careful with them.
Maybe for Christmas, Bradley. We're going to get you a whole bunch of toilet paper for Christmas.
Yay, I'm going to
fill it. I had a friend of mine tell me the other day that he lived in a house worth about $150,000. And some people rolled his house. You know what rolling is? Toilet papered his house through toilet paper, all over the trees and everything. The building and everything, and now his house is worth $500,000.
Oh, that's good. That's good. All right.
Thank you for joining the Board Boreos.